Your home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boom 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on. Big O Tires.
Top of the morning to ya. If you think finding me pot of gold is lucky, wait till you see the treasure trove at TC Trailers. Over 300 beauties sitting there, ready to roll. Flatbeds, goosenecks, dump trailers, you name it. And Big Tim Maple, a giant of a man with deals so big, even a leprechaun can't resist. Plus, they've got a repair shop, a parts store, and financing. So no excuses, lads and lassies. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you ain't pulling your weight. TC-trailers.com.
These days, we all want our money to go just a little bit further. We also want to support local businesses. When you visit the Big Deals Online store, you can do both. Shop anytime. The store is always open and loaded with great deals. Buy discounted gift certificates to local businesses and spend them just like cash. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
Rolling right back in the party line, little Proud Mary. CCR, you now see that's another 70s band. Yeah, one of my favorites right there, CCR. We could just sit here and listen to some CCR. I don't think anybody would mind, but we do have some business to get to. First and foremost, we appreciate all of our sponsors, TC Trailers. You just heard Tom Maple, a giant of a man, and certainly is. We appreciate Tom and all they do at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big old tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. And I want to spend some time on the big deal, because it is time to plan those spring projects, and you need your house. You may need to be spruced up a little bit. Patrick Swinford, he's there for the rescue. He can pressure wash concrete, stone, decks, soft wash your siding, roofs, and even gutters. Give him a call, 765-760-0145, 765-760-0145, and it is our big deal right now on WeLoveBigDeals.com. It's a $250 gift certificate for just $100. So for $100, you can get $250 worth of work done, and the offer will last till Friday, and then it's gone. So make sure that you get your deck or concrete drive or whatever the case you have, siding, get it all cleaned up, and Patrick will do a great job. It's Patrick's Pro Wash. Time to plan those spring projects, and you can call him at 765-760-0145. Also helping us out as sponsors, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news source for Lebanon and Boone County. CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news service for Delphi and Flora. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper for, well, everywhere else. And we appreciate our sponsors that make it happen. Also, the Hoosierland TV telecast sponsors, which sponsor more than just, Party Line. In fact, they'll be sponsoring a couple of things that are going on tonight. We've got the election forums at the Scanta Theater, and sectional ball game. It had to be that week. Sectional basketball starts tonight, and so a lot of people will be at the gym. Some people will be it there at the library. But everybody can catch it on HoosierLandTV.com. And those sponsors are helping us bring you events each and every day for those who may not be able to get out. Or like tonight, you are kind of in a quandary because maybe you've got multiple things going on. I know I've got like five things I got to be at. So trying to move and navigate through a calendar. But you can catch it all on HoosierLandTV.com. 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan Water, Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big Old Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing and Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Cooper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, and Avery Home Store, downtown Frankfort. All of those folks make Party Line happen each and every day, but also bring you Party Line and all the other events like sectional basketball, like election forums, like the legislative breakfasts that we have, and all of that brought to you right in your home or on your computer or on your phone, wherever you get things. Speaking of basketball, coverage does begin tonight, March 3rd. It's hard to believe it's already March 3rd, but Traders Point will take on Carroll tonight. Tip off at 6 o'clock, and then tomorrow the action continues. That's game one is tonight. Game two is tomorrow night. Bethesda Christian taking on the Gophers of Clinton Prairie. All of the ball games are at Clinton Central High School, so we get a kind of a home. We're getting to stay at home this year for sectionals, which is fantastic. So Bethesda Christian is versus Clinton Prairie. That starts at 6 o'clock, and then the 8 o'clock game is Frontier versus Clinton Central. So both Clinton County, Clinton Prairie, and Clinton Central play Wednesday night. And then Rossville will play in that same sectional on Friday night because they'll take on the winner of Game 1, which would be either Traders Point or Carroll. And then Game 5 is Friday night as well at 8 o'clock. And that is the game the winner of Game 2 versus the winner of Game 3. And then sectional championship will be Saturday night, 7 o'clock. So, hey, let's hope and pray for the best, and hopefully we'll have a Clinton County team representing us in the sectionals this year. A big sectional, though. So it's all brought to you, are all going to be aired on, we have a live broadcast on radio, 102.7, of course, 96.9, and 1570, and then they're going to be resuming that, too, on Hoosierland TV. I mentioned the big deals that we have. Today's big deal is the power washing by Patrick's, but we also have some other events coming up that I wanted to highlight. As you heard from Lori, a lot of stuff going on this month at the library, and you don't want to miss Thursday, March 12th. That is Hoosier Storytellers, Kelty and Stephanie, Kelty Sullivan and Stephanie Meadows, Kelty from Angry Donkey and Stephanie from Little Miss Cupcakes. It'll be a lot of fun, 6 p.m., Frankfort Library, Scanta Theater, and we appreciate those folks being a part of that. Also, we've got the primary election candidate forum. That begins, there's one tonight and one on Thursday. It's two public bipartisan forums ahead of this year's primary election. The telecast is going to be brought to you by and on HoosierLandTV.com and all of their sponsors. You've got the sheriff's race. That's going to be tonight. Clinton County Sheriff, Clinton County Prosecutor, Clinton County Superior Court Judge, State Representative District 4, Clinton County Assessor, Clinton County Auditor, and Clinton County Clerk. All that is taking place tonight, March 3rd, at Scanta Theater. And then you've got Thursday, it's Clinton County Council District 1, and you've got Clinton County District Council District 2, Clinton County District 3, Clinton County Council District 4, Clinton County Commissioner District 3, and State Representative District 38. So we've got forums both Tuesday and Thursday of this week. Make sure that you tune in. If you can't be there, make sure you tune in to HoosierlandTV.com. It should be very interesting forums, and you get to know the candidate. That's the whole reason why it's done. So you get to know who you may be voting for, and appreciate all the folks that make that happen and make that work. Also, coming up, March is full of stuff. I think March is such a booming month because, you know, the winter, you know, not much gets planned because the weather kind of just, there's always some kind of cancellation or, you know, snow changes things, cold changes things. So it's always nice, like, you know, again, March is just the month where we just want to get back out and get to it. And the Chamber of Commerce will be hosting the casino night. There's only 150 seats available this year. It's limited. And so make sure you get your ticket. $50 for non-members. If you are a member, it's $40. It's a great night. It's going to be at the Diamond Event Center. If you have not been able to see the Diamond Event Center south of town on 39, wow, it is beautiful. Beautiful venue, games, delicious food and drinks. So make sure that you plan on being there. You can call 654-5507 or reach out to Tina at ccinchamber.org. Email her, Tina, T-I-N-A, at ccinchamber.org, and reserve your seat. A lot of fun. Here's what I love about it. It's not really gambling. I mean, we got play money, so don't worry about spending money. You're not going to get addicted or anything. You might get addicted to fun because we're going to have fun. We've got karaoke. There's going to be opportunity for you to bid on things with your tickets that you win. So that's your money, and you get chips, and you come in and you get to play, and you get to learn how to play because they teach you. So I have no idea how to do this stuff, and it's been fun learning how things work at the roulette wheel, blackjack. Let's see, we've got Texas Hold'em. They have the craps table. It's a lot of fun. So all kinds of tables, and the venue is going to be great. Music. Ladies like to, you know, bedazzle and dress up, so it is a dress up event. So we want you to come and feel, like this is the time to show off. Maybe you've got a new suit, maybe you've got some new shoes. Whatever the case, come on out and show off at Casino Night, Saturday, March 14th. Saturday, March 14th, there at the Diamond Event Center. It all kicks off. Doors open at 6:00. Okay, so that'll be a fun thing. The other stuff that is coming up, we've got, things that we don't want you to not put on your calendar because these are really good things. Cap Cullum has got a pancake breakfast with sausage and gravy, biscuits, coffee, and juice. I believe that, I'm not sure, I have to check with Russ. I know they did the maple syrup deal. I don't think that is going to be, they have Cap Cullum now has a maple syrup evaporator in action, so we get to see that. Okay, that answers the question. So you want to make sure that you can watch real syrup being made from Cap Cullum sap. That is going to be awesome. So it's March 14th and 15th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. Saturday 8 to 11, and then Sunday 10 to 1. Yep, they're making syrup. They're going to make it. So you're going to get the pancakes, homemade pancakes right there at Camp Cullum, probably sausage right here from good old Clinton County pork, and the gravy. Now, biscuits and the coffee and juice, I'm not too sure, but hey, the syrup, sausage, hey, right here. So that's March 14th and 15th, Camp Cullum. Pancake breakfast. I'm hungry. I'm looking at the picture of the pancake, but I'm thinking about the maple syrup. Mm. I'm like Elf. I'm like Buddy. I'm a sugar guy. I like sugar. So the more syrup, the better. I don't. Everything goes better with syrup. And we even at the chamber have these little flavored syrups that we put in like coffee and drinks and things, and it is really, really good. So I enjoy my syrup. I'm sure you enjoy yours. So there's a lot of other things. You know, you heard from the library, a lot of stuff going on at the library, but there's always things happening in our community, and we invite you to either check out the chamber website, discoverclintoncounty.com, or get on WILO's ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Pretty consistent in making sure that you know what's going on and what's happening in our community. And we are in Lent, by the way, for those that may not know that, but we are in Lent. And Knights of Columbus have Lenten fish fries every Friday during Lent, 4:30 to 6:30, and this is at St. Mary Mueller Hall, $15 per meal. You can't beat that. So if you are interested, you can go get some deep-fried fish, French fries, or baked potato. How about that? They're serving the folks that don't like the fried stuff. So that is deep-fried fish, French fries, or baked potato, applesauce, or coleslaw, dessert, iced tea, lemonade, or coffee. So Knights of Columbus Lenten Fish Fry at St. Mary's. That's Mueller Hall at St. Mary. And that is each Friday during the Lenten season. So next one coming up is this Friday night. If you want to get a good fish fry, then you want to check that out. Then the indoor market, the Frankfurt Indoor Market at the Edward Jones Building at Clinton County Fairgrounds, that's going to be kicking off or continuing through April, March 7th. That's this Saturday. That's the next one, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. You got baked goods, handcrafted items, clothing, woodcrafts, candles, and more. All that's coming up this Saturday. Mary Lynn's got it all going there at the, and then of course they're going to go back outside when the weather breaks and it gets better. But the Frankfurt Indoor Market at the Edward Jones Building throughout the inclement months, I should say, March 7th, and the next one will be April 4th, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Always some good stuff. I got some good Christmas gifts last year from over there, and it was very helpful to me because I was able to really do pretty well and get done much quicker with the Christmas gifts. There's also an Easter egg plan. You know, Easter's right around the corner, and you don't want to miss Easter fun, the Easter festivities and the Easter events. And Saturday, March 28th, there's going to be a big community Easter egg hunt. The Easter Bunny's coming for all ages, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., TPA Park. And that's Saturday, March 28th. Good Lord willing, the weather will be good. You're going to get a chance to meet the bunny. And then there's a bounce house. Just don't bounce the bunny in the bounce house. So you play in the bounce house and then go meet the bunny. There's going to be food trucks, music, all presented to you by the Frankfurt Parks and the City of Frankfurt. Easter egg hunt, the Easter Bunny is coming for all ages, Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then the State of the City address is going to be March 31st to kind of round out the month of March, 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 at Scanta Theater at the Frankfurt Public Library. Mayor Sheets will be sharing the State of the City and taking a look back on what's happened in 2025 and looking ahead in 2026. So all of that coming up on the 31st. So a lot of stuff going on and a lot of things happening. And if this broadcast, if you're listening to this, re-listening to this, or listening to this for the first time in the afternoon time slot, there is a ball game that's going to be a broadcast, so it may get cut off. So sorry about that, but that's okay because the ball game, the tip off matters, and we want to make sure that we get you right to the ball game. So if you're listening in the 5 o'clock hour, that's what's going to be happening. We may get cut off so that we can get Sam on the air. Today, March 3rd, 2026, is National Anthem Day. So
you might want to, you know, take some moment today, play the national anthem, and you know, remember. I mean, think about this. When you think about how our country came to be, the official anthem of the United States of America, it was written, of course, by Francis Scott Key. When you think about him being in that situation that he was in the Battle of Baltimore, I believe it was the Battle of Baltimore. It was the War of 1812, and the rockets are red glare. He sees all this. And when you sing the song, and I know we sometimes take that song for granted. I never do. I always appreciate it when it's played at ball games or events. But he puts you in that scene, in the moment of the battle. And probably one of the most iconic, I would say, anthems of any nation. The Star-Spangled Banner, as it's officially called, but it also became our national anthem. You know, there was a My Country, 'Tis of Thee was considered an anthem as well. God Bless America. But the Star-Spangled Banner has been able to stand the test of time as being our national song, our national anthem. And boy, it is with a lot of pride that we stand each time that I hear it. There's some other things going on. Today is World Wildlife Day. So enjoy wildlife from, you know, you might be checking out the deer or whatever the case may be. Enjoy. Just know that we've been fortunate to have such great, you know, here in Indiana. We were down in Madison a few weeks ago, and what a beautiful place. The state parks are great, and we are very fortunate to have the state park system that we have in Indiana. And great to see the deer, you know, see a variety of animals, the raccoons and everything else out there, even some rattlesnakes last year. It's also talk in third person today. That's good to know. Don't try that with your partner or your spouse. I don't think that would be a good idea. Always greet them in first person. But this is talk in third person today. It was first celebrated in 2006. I knew it couldn't be very, very old. It was first celebrated in 2006 when the day's creator proclaimed, "It's finally here." And I didn't, this is actually, I'm reading this. Russell is very excited. Here's the Seinfeld episode from the third person, Jimmy. That there's a clip, but we're not playing it. But, you know, I go back to that Seinfeld episode. Pretty funny. It's also National Cold Cuts Day. And my suggestion, I'm giving a shameless plug for Jimmy John's, but I love Jimmy John's. Good stuff. They have a great protein sandwich now, and it's full of just turkey. Or you can do bologna. You can do turkey. You can do ham. Or maybe it's not bologna. Salami. I think it's salami. But regardless, it is National Cold Cut Day, which is usually followed by Waking Up Thirsty in the Middle of the Night Day. Bologna is one of the most popular cold cuts in the U.S. It's named after the Italian city Bologna, but we still call it bologna. Roast beef, ham, and pepperoni are also among America's favorite. The Oscar Mayer, you know, folks have done a pretty good job with all of the cold cuts, especially bologna. And, you know, don't be eating my bologna. In fact, this Millard at church, good old Millard, he's always giving me something. He's always giving me mints or cinnamon hots or something. He left me some Spam in my vehicle on Sunday, which he knows I like Spam, and smoked maple Spam, I believe it was. So not necessarily a cold cut, but hey, you can eat it cold, you can eat it hot. Who doesn't like Spam? I know I'm hearing my wife cringe if she only listened. That's one good thing, she doesn't listen, so I'm fortunate I can get away with things. But other people will tell her, and I know who you are, so just be reminded, I know. Hey, that's going to pretty much wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. We know it's kind of been a little bit of an abbreviation because of all that's going on tonight. But we wanted to make sure that you knew what was happening in the month of March. A lot of stuff going on. Get out and celebrate community. Get out and celebrate events and all these things. You know, all these people, they spend a lot of time and effort and energy. And if you don't support it, you know, people just say, you know, why do we do it? So I highly recommend that if you can get out and support these programs, whether it be the library, whether it be the Parks Department, you know, whether it be the city put it on, whether it be the chamber put it on, Main Street, whatever the case may be. There's so many, Camp Cullum, Zonta Club, there's so many things going on. You know, the 33rd Annual Chicken Noodle Supper is coming up this Saturday. Did you know that? This Saturday, the March 7th, Edward Jones Building, it's the big chicken and noodle dinner. They've done that for 33 years. So get out there and support that. So don't say there's not anything going on, because believe me, folks, there's a lot of stuff happening. You just got to make sure that you're engaged and that you are aware. And one of the things that we do here at Party Line and Clinton County Daily News and Casper Media, partnering with organizations like the Chamber and Main Street and many others that are trying to do some of these things, is that we want you to know, we want you to be informed. So get out there and support them. We appreciate that. It does go a long way in keeping things rolling and keeping things moving. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Party Line. Until next time, which I pray will be Thursday, good Lord willing, we'll see you then. Have a great one. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, be safe and be courageous.